This is a special meeting of the Improvements Committee. Today's date is March 5th. First item on the agenda is comments from the public. Are there any comments? Any hands or?
Nope. No hands raised, no chats.
Amelia, would you please mute everybody except Randy?
Yeah, I will mute everybody, and then Randy, you'll have to unmute yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Bye, thank friends.
You. Okay, let's move on to considering the approval for on-call professional services. Is this Tom or Paul?
I'll handle this if you don't mind. So we put a RFP, request for proposal packet, out for bid for on-call engineering services as well as construction inspection services. So we wanted to combine those two items and have one firm handle it so that there would be good communication with inspection and engineering needs being met for the district. And so with Coastlands contract expiring on April 21st, we wanted to get this out far ahead of time so that once that got towards expiration, we'd have a new engineer on board and hopefully have some crossover where the old engineer can have some communications with the new engineer and share some of the information that's being currently reviewed. And in this process, we ended up getting four respondents. We went through and scored those respondents and checked on references as well as their rates. And the winner, based on the scoring matrix we had put together, was Domenichelli and Associates. They're an engineering firm out of El Dorado Hills with a office in Sacramento. Joe Domenichelli has done work with the district in the past and currently is involved in the dam inundation study analysis. And so, the references we checked with them, we're all very pleased with the services they provide. And so we are looking to move forward with getting approval to proceed with Domenichelli and Associates for engineering and engineering services and construction inspection services. Any questions?
Martin, anything?
You're on mute, you're muted, sir.
So my only question is the transition. Do we have Coastland doing some projects that they need to finish before we cut them loose?
Yes, so currently the Riverview project, as well as the Rancho North project, and potentially the Retreats East and North and East project, those would be items that the new engineer would have to take over and complete.
Well, I guess that was my point of asking the question. Is it to our benefit just to let somebody finish what they're doing?
There is benefit to doing that. However, that's the will of the board.
If they're very close to finishing it, and we don't have to pace the next guy to get up to speed, it seems reasonable to let him finish.
But with Coastland and Riverview, I don't know if they would finish within their contract period. So Riverview's and has their phase 1A out, their grading plan, and they're looking to put out their phase 1B portion of their project as well. So I don't think they would be able to complete it anyways.
Is the expiration date an issue? Why can't we just keep them going?
Well, it's kind of like we ought to be able to go from one to the other. Paul, have you been involved when we hired Coastland? Did we have another engineering firm on tap that was doing some work that there was a transition?
No. Prior to Coastland, we hadn't had an engineer on contract. We only contracted as needed with various projects, and we didn't have development going on for a substantial period of time prior to them.
You know, and the work they were doing with Riverview is primarily related to drainage, right?
Drainage and grading.
Okay. So they should be able to finish that, right, before the end of mid-April?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Has Dane chimed in about what kind of transition normally happens when, because these guys have to change customers all the time?
I haven't spoken with Dane in regards to it, but I've spoken with Lori, and she said they've been on both ends of it, and it's pretty common for them to share information, depending on whether they're coming onto a contract or leaving a contract. So didn't sound like there would be an issue.
Martin, would it be fine with you if we delved into this question a little bit further and discussed it at the board meeting?
Yeah, I don't care. It just seems that if somebody's going to have to spend time to get up to speed and there's not much left to do, it seems doesn't make sense for us to pay twice for the same work. The other one I was wondering about is the transfer of the property at the wooden bridge completed?
No.
Wouldn't that? So there's a bunch of seals on all that work and stuff that seems to me that that'd be one that you wouldn't want to transition.
That was, and that's one of those items that was discussed a lot prior to the transfer of the two GMs.
Yeah.
And I put that folder on my desk and I've not been able to crack it open. The transfer should have taken place shortly after the bridge was completed. And it's just one of those things that got set aside. And so the priority of it is.
I understand the priority, but I'm just saying if it's essentially complete, and if you turn it over to somebody else, they're going to go through all the reviews to see if they agree with it. And that means us, we're paying twice for the same thing.
That's a good point. And Paul, you and I need to take a look at that file next week.
So to chime in on that, my understanding is that the only thing Coastland did was provide a civil survey analysis of the areas, and then they provided that information back to Mr. Martin when he was here to finalize the transfer.
I thought there's a bunch of legal descriptions that said what we're transferring.
I thought so too. I thought Lori did a bit of work on that.
So yeah, we can talk about it later, but I just didn't, we just got to be smart about what we're paying for here. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. So it seems to me that the question is, number one, can we get that land transfer done before their contract is over so that it becomes a moot issue? And then secondly, if they're in the middle of something like the grading plan on the south, instead of getting someone up to speed, can we just hold them over for that portion of work under some kind of addendum or amendment to their contract? But I'm good with a follow-up at the board meeting on those two questions.
Okay.
So Paul, my only question as I went through all this, these people look like they're totally qualified. They look very professional, and I'm sure that it's a good choice. Did you happen to personally talk to any of these people that are mentioned in this document?
As far as the references?
Yes.
Yes, I did. And they all said nothing but glowing remarks. Said they were very personable, very easy to work with, very good with response, and would casually ask could submit questions, ask questions to get quick answers on a few things. And so it seems like they're just what we're looking for.
What about this issue that we're having with Coastland about inspections that the developer claims aren't necessary, and travel time and those kinds of things? Are we going to address it in this new contract, or have we thought about it?
So it would be, I don't want to say more of the same, but we need to have better coordination with the developer. And the developer needs to coordinate better with us. And so we can be on the same page with construction inspection services. And so one of the intents is to begin to conduct developer meetings again to make sure that we are on the same page, meeting their needs and not running up costs which is not our intent by any means. We just want to make sure that the infrastructure that we're looking to adopt is installed per plan and spec. Yes, we need to address that, but I haven't spoken specifically with the potentially new engineer in regards to how to do that, just in regards to inspection services in general.
Okay, great.
So Randy, when we developed this RFP, we built in a component focused on inspections. We also included a component to limit the amount of travel time they're allowed to charge us. And we were hoping that does something to make the inspection services more palatable for the developers.
All right. Just curious, Paul, did you talk to Coastland and did they say why they declined to put a renewal proposal together?
I did try to reach out to Coastland to get an answer in regards to that, and none was really given other than they mentioned difficulty on the construction inspection side.
Okay. All right. I think these guys, at least on paper, look great. So I think we move this to the board. Martin?
Yeah, I read the response to the RFP. I had the same opinion that they seem very good. So okay. I'm agreeable to send it on to the board.
So Amelia, we're good with sending it on to the board.
Perfect.
And that gets us to the director and staff comments. Anybody have anything further?
I do.
Okay.
I want to let you know that there's a repair that's going to happen to the CIA ditch, I believe, this weekend. And it has to do with the culvert pipe that is just south of the Yellow Bridge and Highway 16 on the Marietta Garden side. It's a super old pipe, probably been there for 50 years or longer. And it had been deteriorating on the edges. And so they did an emergency kind of cleanup of it about 3 or 4 months ago. And before they turned the ditch back on for full use, we wanted to go ahead and make that repair. And so it kind of happened all of a sudden. The district's exposure is $4,000 according to the CIA ditch partners. And I went ahead and approved that. And I discussed it with Director Maybe and Board President Maybe. And then I also spoke with Director Pohl about it. And I feel like this is a necessary thing. We can't have the ditch failing at that point for a variety of reasons. And it'd be nice, you know, as we move forward and try to have the ad hoc meetings for the ditch and the district's involvement in the ditch go forward. But this seemed like something that we needed to go ahead and approve, so I approved it. So I wanted to let you know that. Are there any questions?
Who's doing the work?
If I don't, John, is that you on the phone? Is that you on the call? I think Leland is doing it, Leland Snyder. But they're doing the work themselves.
He's muted.
Yeah, John, you'll have to unmute or you can chat with us.
He's on his phone. Is that your iPad, John?
Who's iPad 3? Sorry, iPad 3, we're putting you on the spot.
I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Hi, John. Yes.
Hi. We have two 48-inch HDPE pipes in stock. So we're hogging it out. We'll lower it because the pipe's a little bigger. We'll bed it in the appropriate gravel and set those and bring a narrow down the driveway to about 40 feet. It's been larger than that in the past, but the driveway that comes off the highway where the little driveway perimeter is about 40 feet wide. So those two 24-inch pipes, they shifted around and they're like that ugly orange oxidated color in a few spots. And if we waited and we got shut down right in the middle of irrigation season trying to get water into Laguna Joaquin to the ranch, and we know this year is going to be one of those one in 25 years where we don't have enough water to go around, it's already apparent that if you look at the river flow right now, it's in the 170s, and that's quite low for this time of the year. And if we don't get a May miracle or an April miracle, we're going to, by July, middle of July, we'll probably be down under 50 CFS in the river. And that means the irrigation season, everybody will be clawing for water after July till the harvest in October. And it'll just be it's going to be a tough year for water, I think. And we just don't want to have the ditch out of service at the wrong moment, because, you know, if the worst can happen, it probably will. So Leland and Mark are working on getting the stuff there and the gravel in and moving the pipe over and doing that so that they can do the work on Monday in one day is the goal, is to do it all on Monday and then clean up with little riprap on Tuesday if necessary. But I think it's going to be, you know, Baker Williams had done a drawing to make sure that the elevation of the flow line and the pipe is accurate to the specifications of the flume that comes under the highway and then the little concrete box that's just west of it. So I think we'll be fine if staff can come by when we're checking grades on Monday. That'd probably be great. But I think it'll all go pretty smoothly.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And that was...
I said the same thing to Tom. So.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say, and if I can move on to the next comment I have, during our work with the reserve people, we mentioned the fact that we need to do some maintenance on Laguna Joaquin, and the reserve guy, Derek, indicated that they'd done some work with somebody who's pretty much done the exact same thing for the city of Concord. So that gentleman, Andy, with a company called Waterworks Industries, I think, he called me after I called him, and he's going to stop by Monday to take a look at Laguna Joaquin. And then he's going to issue us a bid to do something called a bathymetric survey, which is something that is we're desperately in need of, because there's been a lot of speculation of how much material is in Laguna Joaquin and what are the rules for drawing the material out of there and where it can go, and do we need to get permits? There's all sorts of questions that, you know, professional people could answer for us. And so this is a company that's been involved in similar things. So he's going to come by and meet with us at 10 o'clock on Monday. I've got John Sullivan. I've got Kevin from the RMA and Rod from the RMA. They're going to come over and kind of talk about it. And then this guy's going to give us a quote to do this bathymetric survey. And we'll see what the quote is. And from that, we will know what we're looking at to properly do maintenance on our detention basin. And we would only be committing, and I'll talk to Kevin about maybe splitting the cost of the survey. But this is going to answer a lot of questions that some of us have been speculating upon for months now. So that's going to happen Monday. I expect to be able to, if it makes sense, get these guys to do something before we really have to, before we go to the board with our CIP budget in April or May. So that's another heads up. I've talked to, you know, I know Martin and Randy, you guys are out of town, but I talked to Tim. He might come on over. John Merchant is out of town as well. And I'll let Linda know we're doing it too, in case she wants to like just kick the tires while they're there. And then are there any questions on that?
I don't have any questions or hands raised.
And then the last thing is I personally want to thank everybody for all the support for my personal issues over the past 3 months. So that's all I have.
Martin, anything or any other staff first? Any other staff comments or suggestions?
No questions, no suggestions.
Martin has none, and my only comment is, Tom, I don't have the words to say. I just think you ought to go home and hug your wife and take her out to dinner and maybe bring her some flowers. It's terrific news, and I know everybody shares my thoughts and prayers for you.
Appreciate that very much. By the way, I am home.
Oh, well, in that case,
you made it back today and everything is good. We're enjoying the sunshine.
Amazon does deliver flowers. No, I've heard. I wouldn't know, but I've heard that as a rumor. So.
It happens to be her birthday. She's got like 6 bouquets of flowers delivered in the back. So there's enough flowers here.
That's great. Okay, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend. Martin, have fun on your vacation.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.